20 Day Fiancé.
Hello, I am world-renowned Aqua Teen Hunger Force historian, Sophia Alexandra. I know I haven't published anything about it, but I swear to God, like, come at me with any Aqua Teen questions, because I'll clap right back with the right answer.
Yeah, why don't people come at you and then you show them your Aqua Teen meat wad, meat bridge, back tat,
tattoo,
lower back tat? It's obviously.
The meat bridge. It feels a little tacky to do that, because I feel like I can just defeat them with my knowledge. I don't have to go straight to the back piece. But if I, you know, I've done it before. I'm not going to lie. I've gone straight to it, but, you know, feels tacky.
I mean, what I like is, like, how you will casually sometimes wear, like, a crop top and, like, really low
jeans. Yeah. Those LEI jeans that I have.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then you're just, like, low-key showing people, you know, don't tell. That's your motto.
Exactly. Like every great writer will tell you, show, don't tell. Exactly. That's my same philosophy with my Aqua Teen lower back tat.
You'd rather show the motherfuckers your meat bridge is what I'd
exactly.
say.
And people don't know, too, is that, like, then I have the Frylock thong. So what you can tell is, like, when you look, it'll look a little bit like a tea back, but that's French fries, baby. That's Frylock's locks.
That's fucking tight as hell.
Anyway. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Hello, I am a world-renowned specialist on the BRAC show.
Wow.
So, you know, that's actually low-key how we met at a con, you know? But anyway, to make a long story short, I am Miles Gray.
That is a long story short to just say, therefore, I am me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you for being here as well. So much. I want to just thank you as well. And thank y'all, the listeners, the K-1s, for being here for this edition of the Thursday show, where we're just, you know, just dipping our beaks in the pond that is Married at First Sight. And this is season 9. Oh, wait, but I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
Before all that, what is this? No, but hold on. I didn't even say what the fuck we're at. What is this? Uh-oh. That's a 420,000 point bonus for me, because this is 420 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we talk about our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. But we do that on Tuesdays until there is more 90 Day Fiancé. Thursdays, right now, we're doing Married at First Sight. Season 8, which is free on Netflix right now. So what episode is this, Miles?
Episode 5?
What's it called?
Stranger Love in Paradise.
Great.
Exactly. It's Stranger Love in Paradise. It's they're in Antigua, and they are still on their honeymoons, and people are starting to... You know, it's getting sexy. And some people are, I guess, edging towards tomorrow, or just, you know, feeling things out and doing zip lines and all kinds of things. But I do like that we got our first little bit of turbulence. You know what I mean?
I do like a little drums. Also, I think this is an argument where a lot of people could see themselves in it.
Absolutely.
So I just cannot wait to get into that with you. So this is the first ep since the earlier ones that is, like, all mixed in together and is not really couple by couple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they set it up in the beginning like that, but then it's just all mixed in.
Sure.
So, yeah. So let's just fucking go for it.
If we're just going to kind of go with how the show was serving us these couples up, Amber and Matt are the first duo.
Bang
city, bangerang, bangers and mash, headbangers ball. Okay,
they were probably just spun her around his dick like a little tiny propeller that she is.
Everything's so cartoonish. One thing led to another. You know, it was very organic. You know, that's just how I want it. You know.
I put on my fake glasses, and she just could no longer contain herself.
Feel me?
I just wanted it to be organic, you know, and then that's what happened. So we're like really vibing with my wife. That's all I could ask for. I'm going to step 3 steps lower than her every time to kiss, if possible, just so my neck doesn't get injured anymore from bending down.
Yeah, he cannot keep giraffing his ass down like four stories to kiss her because he's 6'9" and she's 5'2".
Another thing I want to point out, you notice they say, okay, so we had sex last night. Oh, it was amazing, blah, 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 this and the other. This dude is wearing socks in bed.
That's the first note I have. After banged, I wrote, he wore socks in bed.
Yeah. He, what?
Disgusting.
What
How are you going to start off a marriage like that?
That's a fucking big, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Look, I'm not trying to come at people that have a reason to wear socks in bed, but it looked like he had to at least have nice socks. This motherfucker just looked like he hopped in bed with his socks.
Basketball socks.
But like, no, but he had been like going through the day in them. You know what I mean?
They looked used is what you're saying.
The only time I do that is when he doesn't really like the germs. So he's like, oh, fuck it. I'm gonna keep my socks on. I don't trust this bed. Or like, I don't know. Because I'm trying to think of times I've kept my socks on. It's like, you ever
Once
like
you get
when
in
you're
in bed, though, you take them off.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever been like, you know, in your wilder, sketchy teenage college years, like slept somewhere like wasn't your like bed or anything, and someone gave you a blanket and you're like on a couch, but you're not gonna take your socks. You're like, I need to stay kind of clothed on here. This is a fucking weird situation, but I'm too fucked up to go anywhere. So thank you. Those are the times I would keep my socks on. So in the case of sketchy places to pass out that are unfamiliar for sanitary reasons or just to protect your own sense of well-being, it's okay.
The sock penalty in that case is dismissed.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah.
I do want to say, though, that if you are like wearing like cute knee highs or like doing any of that kind of thing, then like, meow, you know what I mean? If they're like fuzzy and like.
Just, if it's a night sock.
If it's an adorable situation.
If you need a
I'm
pajama
down.
For your foot in bed, I don't mind. You know what I mean? But you don't hop into bed in your day clothes. You know what I mean? You switch it up for night. So put your night socks on if you got to.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean,
night
I've
sock
never
Twitter,
seen,
let us know.
Yeah. I'm cool with like femmes of all kinds doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen like a mask. Sort of a person wear really cute socks to bed.
Right. Yeah. It's
that's another way that the patriarchy has fucked us. You know? Why don't we have adorable thigh highs for gents that might not always consider or just, you know, any mask folks out there?
If I had thigh highs for my thighs,
Miles, I can picture you in some cute fuzzy ass fucking thigh highs.
They don't know. They're not ready for this muscular definition. They're not ready.
420
no one's
day
ready.
Fiance calendar, bruh.
Oh my god. They don't know. They don't want to know.
I mean, of course we'd have to get an insurance policy because if we print them shits on paper, they're just gonna.
Tiana Taylor will never do a video again.
They're gonna light up, is what I'm saying.
If
they're
we
gonna
do this
be
calendar. I don't
set
talk
aflame.
About it.
You know, they're gonna be set aflame.
Look, it's the holidays, you know, so we'll stay focused on that. But yeah, maybe. So do you want to keep talking about them or should we move on? Because we want to kind of vibe around first.
Yeah, let's vibe around.
Then we talked. Then we see Snooze Fest 9000, the couple that makes sense and is healthy and is mature and is like. Very clear on what it takes to have a good marriage. Greg
Except
and Deanna.
For she doesn't like how much he compliments her.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite fights ever.
Yes.
And I totally get why, but I also totally get him too. From her point of view, she's like, you don't know me to say that like 100 times
a
day.
Yeah, like he's up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's a little much. And then also I think the fact that he only ever says, you're beautiful. Is probably it's like varied up a little. And then the only other thing he said that wasn't you're beautiful was, wow, you got really long eyelashes.
Yeah. They're all versions. They're all elegant versions of I'm horny. That's what it is. I want to fuck. You're beautiful. I want to fuck. You have beautiful eyelashes. I want to fuck.
Do you think you have long eyelashes is elegant?
No, but you know what I mean? Like from going from caveman, like just being like, I want to fuck.
It's said after he's creepily watching her wash her face, remember?
That's right.
It's
Greg, come on.
Not a compliment. But hey. Point.
But yeah.
It's
and he's like,
all
right,
are you
going
to fucking cut off my eyelids while I sleep and put them over yours? Why are you mentioning it?
Just want to nibble on them, please, for the love of God. Yeah, we'll see what happens with them. But he, but the thing is, even despite all that, she's really clear about it. It's like, you know, I'm just like, this is all new to me. Like, someone comes, he's like, okay. So, like, even though there's just, they have to work things out, they're able to very efficiently, which is funny. Because
every time I'm about to, like, give up and clown his corndog ass, like, too hard, mm-hmm. then he kind of makes me laugh and I'm like, all right, Greg.
Right, right, right.
You're all right.
You got something going on.
Because, you know, she was telling him to stop complimenting her. He was like, okay, but I want compliments, like not 100, but like, how about like 75 a day? And I was like, all right, Greg, fine.
I don't know. Just the two of them, they're just relatable and everything makes sense. So we'll get, there's more on that later. At
it's
least
like, they're like
at least
a
Greg
trail
has
mix.
Fears. Yeah. Like where you're like, it is sustenance for sure. Like you
and
can't
you're
argue.
Like, occasionally there's an M&M in there, but
yeah. Right.
Sometimes it's tough going.
Sometimes a lot
the
of like weird nuts you don't like. And like granola.
It's fucking
like,
Brazil nut. Ugh.
Those are so thick.
What's wrong with them? They're so fucked up and not good.
I eat them, though.
I never do.
Oh, you leave them? You pick around?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I
scavenger.
Respect myself. I'm sorry. I'm in my 30s. I'm not about that life.
All right,
I'm not
going to
die eating a Brazil nut.
Then we get to Jamie and Elizabeth. She loves being married, as she says. They are being nice, but she says they're not having sex because she is that time of the month for her. She just has her period, so she's not, they're not having sex right now.
I gotta say, does she know you can still fuck on your period and it's like slippery and dope?
Well, I don't know. Clearly that's not on the menu. That's on the menu in Antigua.
I mean, I understand if it like you don't feel good, but this bitch is like diving in the sand playing volleyball. And then yeah. She's like, I can't have sex, Jamie. I'm
right,
like,
right.
Something here doesn't add up. If my ass was not going to have sex, I for sure I'm not playing volleyball.
You're not diving fucking into the sand, digging out the volleyball. Yo, she was giving it her all in that volleyball.
Yeah, that's the oldest PE excuse in the world. I got my period. And for her, it's real. What is she doing?
She's just, you know,
you save your energy and then you fuck at night while on your period like an adult. God
wow. Okay. So you have to charge up.
Well, I'm just saying if she's not going to just do it, I feel like then just chill out during the day. Save it for nighttime.
Yeah. And she really,
can you really compare volleyball and sex? That's just stupid.
Well, how do you play volleyball?
I feel like what you really wanted to know was how you have sex.
Wait, what's volleyball? someone who does not know the pleasures of volleyball is Iris and Keith. And she starts this episode off with him being like, you know, I just want to dive in because I want to make sure he has the right intentions. Which I
about get. Volleyball?
About volleyball, uh-huh. Because I've never spiked. Usually just bumped and served. But I've never spiked or had to dig it out. As we say, I'm not a defensive specialist. I'm not a libero on the court, as it were. But that was definitely the role Beth was playing. But yeah, she's feeling, you know, she's feeling a little insecure. I get it, because she's trying to be like, why me, though? Like, if you are going to be, like, committed, like, why is it me, though? Like, cause I know it could be anybody, but, like, but why
me,
though?
Because
you could
have
any. I'm sorry, Iris. I meant Beth in the sense of how just committed she was on the sand court. That's what I meant. She's not Beth in that way. But, yes, Iris you know, she's just feeling, you know, she wants reassurances or whatever. And Keith seems to be, again, fairly, he's saying the right things at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know, though. He's saying one thing to her, and then later when he's talking to the dudes, it's like, it's a little different.
Yeah.
When the dudes are all legitimately laughing when they find out that his wife is a virgin, he does not seem to be that cool. Matt is legitimately almost falling off that, like,
yeah,
rattan ottoman or whatever.
He was like, wait, hold on, bro. She a virgin? Like, look, like, low key, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm just glad Amber is not a virgin. So I'm gonna just say it like that though, because that would be fucking wild, bro, if it was a virgin. Yeah, she, you know, she's so nice though. They have that like really nice talk on their hammock, Iris and Keith though, where she's really just trying to be clear, and is also talking like about sex like a robot, and then
I'm
like,
sorry, she's mad annoying. I cannot. She's like really hot, so sometimes I'll like forget for a second, and then I'm like, no.
I feel like once
she's like
she has
the
sex,
girl where like you get to college and like you find out that she's your roommate. At first, you're like, oh, she's really nice, and then like 2 hours in, you're like, oh,
right,
I'm in hell. I live in hell.
I think that, but for me, I'm like, I feel like she'll turn a corner when she has like a blow your toenails off orgasm, as we say.
Oh, you really think that she's going to let him get it before it's over?
Before the show's over?
Yeah. Oh, you sweet, sweet, naive man.
No?
I don't think she's going to let him hit.
Oh.
This
Why not?
Is like what happened
He's nice.
To you when you spent your $8,000 on that
Yo,
girl.
Yo, shut up, fool.
Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up, you idiot. You idiot. Hey, shut up, you idiot. Hey, you idiot. Don't tell me about what I spent that I didn't spend and what I got and didn't get, you idiot. I was being a nice guy, okay? Gave me karma, you idiot. But I cashed in later. I was coming from the future, giving a down payment on my romantic karma, and I spent $8,000 like an idiot.
Anyway, I don't know. I really hope for his sake she's going to let him hit, but I just don't see it happening.
Well, okay. She was like,
she was so a lot when she's like, okay, how committed are you? I was like, oh, okay,
you are on your phone
too
much. Whoa, we're on. I was taking photos of our honeymoon. That's all I was doing.
No, that's what happens when you pull a Miles, when you're like, oh, I got an important email. That's what fucking happens.
I'm sorry. I mean everything I say. And then the funny thing was when they were kind of exchanging, like, what would you change about me? Like, you know, she was saying, like, you could be on your phone less. He was like, basically what you're saying, which is, look, motherfucker, you are way too much from the get-go. I cannot, when I wake up, you can't be in my fucking face doing some kind of personality test on me.
Yo,
like, where are you on this personality scale? Like, hold on, I just woke the fuck up and you are screaming in my eyes. He's like, please just give me a moment. You need to relax.
I felt him so hard. Max is like just relentlessly chipper, always. And he wakes up early and stuff, and he's
like, hey, hi, what's going on? You're like, what?
When Max doesn't feel good, he's so confused. He's like, I don't know what's happening. I was like, are you sad, babe?
Right.
Are you depressed? He's like, I don't know.
What's going on?
Nothing's giving me joy today. I'm like, that's depression. He's like, I don't get it. And then like an hour later, he's like, I'm feeling good.
There's something like, again, when I wake up, it's like I've been time traveling. I'm like, there's no way I could just start talking right away. And if I did, I would be like, please, man, I'm sorry. Please, just give me one. Let me like walk. Let me like let my more oxygen get to my brain for a second. Like, I can't just turn it up like this.
Yeah. Like, I feel like an easy way to get me canceled is to like schedule an interview with me at like 5 a.m. Then I for sure will say some fucked up shit. I don't know what, but
right.
I probably won't even remember the interview.
Yeah, Well, the other thing with them is when they have dinner, there was another moment where she was very like, she was coming with that big energy of, you know, it was that scene in Titanic where Kathy Bates is putting Leonardo DiCaprio on to like all the different flatware for the meal. And it's sort of the silverware being like, okay, and this is what this is. And this fork is for this. And he's like, whoa, okay. Thank you very much. It's like, She's like, I know what the fuck is going on. And you don't leave any silverware on the table. It's like, oh shit. Okay.
And then after that, she interpreted his face as admiration. She goes, that's right. Your girl is classy. I was like, I think he was horrified that you cared that he put that he like didn't put his fork on the plate.
He's confused.
She's but like, hey. That's right. But oh, man, I've been there before where I totally misinterpret someone's reaction to me. And then later I'm at home being like, oh, no.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, right, they were being polite. Telling me that they hate me.
That's fucked up. But like, you know what? I give them credit.
Exactly. Then you'll like respect them and just hate yourself. You're like.
And she does, for the record, clear up on the hammock that although she has not had sexual intercourse. And he was like, why do you keep saying sexual intercourse like that? He was like, that because that's what I mean. She's like, sex can be defined many ways. And he's like, oh, so like was good.
What stuff?
You done like other stuff? And she's
butt
like, it was a faint meow, but a meow nonetheless.
Well, if I remember, she said that she'd never done anything penetrative.
Right.
So.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah. So that means no beeges, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
So if that's the case, then does she just mean hand stuff?
Hand stuff, elbows,
back of the knee. God, really, hand jobs are just so much work and so not worth it.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's really anyone is like, oh, thank God. Remember that hand job?
Yeah, that was like, the best.
Mm-mm, nah.
Also, it's like, why do something that you know the dude can do way better?
It's true, because, you know, nobody knows your own private parts like you. Like, you, nobody knows how to get off. With your own shit like you.
Like, I know he can't blow himself better than me.
You don't know but, that. I mean, had a rib removed.
That's the Marilyn Manson rumor. but yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah. Knowing that a dude's been jerking off or anyone
since time
with a
immemorial.
Penis, anyone with a penis that has been jerking off for a while, there's no way you can compete with that.
Yeah, nobody. Look, again, nobody knows how to bust your shit like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Unless that's wild, though. Sometimes you get shown a whole new world and you're like, whoa, I didn't know this about myself. Anyway, with that, let's take a quick break.
Wait, I want to know what your whole new world was.
Oh, someone hit my balls with an ice pack.
Ah, that's a thing you like.
I didn't know. Well, I mean, it happened like twice and I was like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. It was really stupid, but it only happened twice. But that was a very odd thing where I wasn't sure what was going on.
But you liked it.
Yeah, interesting sensation.
I'm definitely going to write a letter to Her Majesty.
this episode brought to you by Yeti Coolers. All right, we'll be right back.
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Let's get on to the other couples, I guess. Let's get back into them. Let's just see what's going on. Healthiest first, Greg and Deanna. Even though we kind of just talked already about Iris and Keith. But Greg and Deanna, I don't know. They just seem like the kind of couple where, like, if your parents were sort of like, you see, why can't you be more like them? That's what good couples
you're
are
no
like.
You're no Greg and Deanna.
Yeah, it's like, okay, shit. I'm sorry that I'm not so transparent about my feelings all the time. And I don't have a good, healthy, emotional vocabulary.
What I do have is a fear of heights, though.
Yo, he did not like the zip lines. So they go on a zipline adventure in Antigua, and he's like, when they're going, she's like, are you excited? And he's like, slightly, a shred, schmidgem bit of excitement over it. And she's like, why? What's going on? She's like, do you not like heights? And he's like, well, it's not that. It's the what ifs. Like, huh? Like, what if the cable snaps? Yeah, okay. I think every person with a healthy, weird fear in their brain will be like, oh yeah, what if it did? But for the most part, like thousands of people are using it on all the time. It's probably fine. It's a good
calculated risk. I've never done a zip line for that reason. And whenever people would say that to me, I'm like, yeah, the fact that thousands of people have done it is what makes me nervous.
Oh, so it's like, just you're the one that's going to break the line finally?
Yeah, one exactly. Too many? It means like that line's been tested, you know, and I've been eaten.
Wow. Like,
who knows?
Are you afraid of heights?
Yes, I am. Oh,
yeah. Well, then that shit will fuck you. Jumping off of a tree into a jungle canopy with like a hundred foot drop below is a little intimidating.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, I just always feel like if I'm on like a bridge or something and I look down, I'm like, it's going to definitely fall and I'm going to fall down on top of cars going under it or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, somehow like you just like, whoops, there I go.
Yeah, exactly.
I've fallen off the edge. Yeah, I'm the same way sometimes. When I like
climbing trees. To me, like that's not high. But I don't like skyscraper high. What do you mean?
Yeah, but those are two very different heights.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm cool with like low heights. But if you're like, I'm 400 feet above fucking the ground, like,
what's
yeah,
a low?
I'm
what's,
not cool.
So what's the height where it gets dodgy?
Probably like above the second floor, because I know I can't survive the fall, most likely.
Okay.
I mean, pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that's reasonable. All right.
What if I was like 68.3 feet?
You're like, wow. You're like, no, I calculated what it would take for my body to hit and me to succumb to my injuries. Okay, that's very specific. But yeah, Greg is just definitely just very worried it could break. He doesn't like it. Then Deanna's like, but you are like on motorcycles all the time. Like, how the fuck are you not? What about all the what ifs there? And he's like, oh, you know, when I'm on the bike, I'm like three moves ahead. That's the thing. I'm like Neo and shit. I just see the Matrix on my bike. So that's why it's okay. Which I think is fine.
She's like, sir, you drive a Vespa.
Sir, yeah. Sir, Caesar beat you in a drag race from 90 Day Fiancé on his weird little bike. But I think it's the heights thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, but it's nice to say like, no, it's not that. It's the what if I fall from the great height? Oh. Okay, that's what it is. It's not that it's the height itself. It's the hypothetical situation in which you fall from a great height that is upsetting. Yeah. Okay. Oh, right. Okay. Got it. All right, yeah, Mr. 3D.
That's weird. That sounds like it's the same
thing. No. Because I'm about three moves ahead on a motorcycle. Can't get three moves ahead. You know, I'm in more control there. It's like, yeah, but it's the situations where you're not in control, especially on a motorcycle, some driver who is completely not seeing, you know, whatever. Anyway, thank you, Greg. We all have a little bit of height shookedness to us, so I can appreciate that. But zip lines, for the record, are fun.
I didn't understand, like, was where he was landing, where they were landing was on the ground? It just looked weird.
What do you mean?
Like, where they were starting from was, it looked like it was on a little...
That first one looked like they were just going like across a small canyon. Because other ones I've been on like are in trees where you're kind of gradually descending like the canopy gradually. But
yeah,
it seemed like... But they're also doing that too. So I think this one kind of went all over. Anyway.
Again, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
who anyway, gives a shit? Let's keep going.
Let's move on to something that's a little more rocky. Or not rocky. Just they're fine for the moment. Amber and Matt... So yes, he wears socks in bed. That's very, very upsetting.
Also, I think we found out why they got matched, because mm-hmm. we saw Amber's tattoos.
Yo.
And they are also terrible.
Shout out to I need to know what it says on, like, what that
Me
stomach
too.
Piece.
Me too. What is that phrase?
What's that stomach piece? What that stomach piece say? The side
what
one.
What does that stomach piece do?
What does it do? What's the message? Okay, because I need to know. Because we got a little bit from Matthew. We were able to get a little bit from there, but I guess I'll just need to, like, really zoom in to see if I can catch a freeze frame.
I love how RK1 supported how horrible the tattoos were. They were like, oh, we didn't know how bad.
The stomach test, though, like, those are kind of to me.
On
her?
You
know what I mean? Because it reminds me of, like, a old school look. You know what I mean? Like, there was, like, a couple, you know, adult performers that had, like, tattoos like that. They were all like, oh, shit. Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, it's not for everyone. That's what it evokes in me.
And it's like that and her side tat just seems a weird match. I don't know.
You don't have any tattoos, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
I have 4.
Do you have any back pieces?
No.
That aren't related. Let me finish to Aqua
Teen. Not yet.
Okay. That aren't related to Aqua Teen. Exactly.
I mean, look. The goal is you get the meat bridge, mm-hmm. I get the regular meat wad, and then when we see each other, we bump our tailbones together.
Okay, yeah, let's put a pin in that, and we'll. I think we can sideboard my meat wad tat.
Oh, so you don't want to ass bump with
Look,
your
I'm
girl?
Not going to lie. I had it lasered off during the
what?
Lockdown. Yeah. I did it myself.
But
I bought a
very
powerful laser online.
But then why did you convince me to get the meat wad one?
I didn't
so we
think
could
you
match.
Were going to get it.
You kept saying I want us to match.
I know, but I didn't think you were going to get it, fool.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. Just fucking whatever. Let's move on to Amber and Matt and her stomach tat. And what's it all mean?
I don't know what it is.
You think
but...
so? Is she a freak, though?
Yeah, she's totally a freak.
Okay. We need to know. Yeah, and also she's very sweet. I like that she got him a camera, like as a wedding gift. She's so like right now. I'm like she's very thoughtful. She's kind of has the energy you want. Like she has the good enthusiasm of someone who's being like, "Fuck it, this is my partner, like my spouse now. This is the energy I'm bringing to it."
Yo, I know high key, she would be a dope wife.
Right now, I mean, even though she doesn't know Matt. I like what I'm saying. I like the commitment. I like the energy. And you know, she's got her whole camera thing. She's got her whole I'm in a sexy fantasy with Matthew. She's so enamored with him.
She really is.
I don't know any other way to say it except
but
to use
they also do right. seem like a really good match. I mean, he's a piece of shit, it seems like, but they do seem like a good match. They're
he's
like
just
little,
dry right now.
They're just like little jocks together. The little sequence of them like working out,
stretching
How
and
fucking
shit.
Cute. I can never be that. Couple.
Yeah, you know. So, me and Amber, like, we're both athletes. So it's really great that the experts paired me up with her. Someone we can do physical activity.
They were doing stretches and shit. And like,
I mean, it's the kind of couple. Whenever I see, I like hate them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're becoming healthy together. Oh. Whoop-de fucking do.
Oh, and I'm
improving
a piece
my
of
life.
Shit.
Oh, sorry, okay. We like to watch Netflix and eat food.
What do you mean a cream-filled donut has a calorie of like 3 donuts and I can't eat 6? Fuck out of here.
A healthy diet is important to me, so I'm glad the experts paired me up with the tomato.
I go up to people like that and I pour water on them. And I'm like, this is violence and I don't want it in my sight. I'm trying to smoke weed in this park, sir.
Seriously. Please.
But it was funny when he was like doing his ab cruncher workout, he kept trying to pull up his shorts. Like he's like, I don't want people to see my thighs on the beach. He was like being very self-conscious.
Maybe he wasn't wearing little like undie shorts.
Oh, could you imagine his balls are hanging out?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, Matt, please. Please, dude. If you don't have it, just do
but
the,
Amber
just do a
was
different
like,
exercise.
No, I want him to free ball it.
Here, what if I put my head like here and we do it like that? No, that's not necessary.
She's
Amber.
Like a little kitten. She lays down on her back and plays with his ball sack.
Oh, fuck, girl, fuck, damn.
Because you know she can fit under his like when he's
not
sitting
with, claws,
with his like bent knee. You know she can fit under that.
Gigantic couple. What else about them?
What else about them?
It's this episode at least felt like I didn't think like Matt was being shitty. Like the other ones, I'm like, oh, this dude sucks, or like he doesn't give a fuck. He was just very, it was just very one note this time around, at least for what they were showing of them.
Okay, I just wanted to point out a Matt red flag.
Mm.
Amber's wearing the wifey shirt. Guess who's not wearing a matching hubby shirt?
They didn't have it in my size, my honor.
Oh, they didn't? They don't no, make it honor. In Frankenstein, you fucking ghoul.
That's really fucked up, my honor. I would like to have you disbarred from the people's court, my honor.
Well, guess what? Judge Joe Brown said I'm a lifetime court member.
You sound like the witness that was with Rudy Giuliani.
I know. That was literally yeah. what I was channeling. Thinking. Am I drunk? I don't know.
I signed a paper.
Me and that, a Long Island iced tea sitting next to me tell you the truth.
I'll go to jail. Did you?
What?
I what? Love that energy. Love that energy. Keep it up.
That's
keep tearing
right.
it all down.
I'm a Drarin. That's a drunk Karen.
Ooh.
That's, not to be confused with,
with a druid.
Dracula. She is on the other show.
let's got to get to Jamie and Elizabeth. Who right now I saw a lot of, I think we all saw ourselves in Jamie and Elizabeth for a second.
Yeah, I really excited, but before we go on, I just want to backtrack to Deanna and Greg for a second and say that Corndog Skirt. O'Brien was wearing that corny ass barbecue shirt that was a definition that I paused because I wanted to know what a shirt said.
Oh,
and
beast
that
mode
shit
activated?
Was just a barbecue definition shirt. And I was so mad.
Oh, the other one was beach mode activated. I don't know if you saw that one he had on.
Yeah, I know. But like that's whatever. That's like the Merlot o'clock of shirts. But like,
okay,
this
is like
extra bad.
Hey, you know, look, barbecue is a lifestyle, though. I'm not going to fuck around. But yeah, it's a phrase shirts. A bit 98.
Can we say minus 100,000?
For a phrase shirt about barbecue?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also plus 20,000 for the concept of barbecue, because we do not slander the Q in this house.
No, we love the Q.
But the phrase is not so much. Beth and Jamie, or Elizabeth, or whatever your daddy ain't calling you, because I'm not calling you that. they have their honeymoon. As we said, they're not having sex quite yet. There's a discussion at one point, because this is the episode where all the couples come together and hang out and talk to each other and like sort of exchange ideas. There's this moment where they're all talking about like, you know, what the next steps are. And Beth is like, so, yeah, we've talked about actually getting matching tattoos already. And you're like, the fuck?
Oh, and they're like, oh, so like an initials thing or ring? She's like, no, a tattoo of my lips on his butt. And a tattoo of his lips on my butt. And that way, like, when we argue and I'm like, you can kiss my ass. It's like, you're already dead.
Everyone else was like, oh, okay. And also, like, don't get matching tattoos. That's usually not a good. I mean, I think I only know examples where it began the countdown timer to a breakup when people get the matching couples tattoo. Like, even when they're married.
Is the final countdown.
Got fucked up tats. What's your relationship? Is falling apart.
Yeah, don't get the matching tattoos. That's another rule here in the show. Don't get matching tattoos. I mean, unless you know, some people can. But if it's early, don't go there.
Yeah, you can unless it's early.
Yeah. But I don't know what you want to do. Just don't bed pack or wear your beds and socks.
Yeah, exactly. Socks and bed. Don't buy chocolate diamonds. That's the only shit we really don't care about.
So their fight is a tale as old as time. There's a moment where they've had volleyball. People have been hanging out. They were going to get lunch. Jamie was hanging around because the other couples had just gone off to lunch together. he was like, where is she at? She didn't see her. So he was like, all right, I guess she did her own thing. Went to go get his own lunch. She was actually taking a shower. So she comes out. She doesn't see him. She feels abandoned. And that's the beginning of their first, you know, first little ripple fight.
Okay. My Honor, I really think we need to dissect this fight because that was the best part of this episode.
Oh, 100%. So that's what leads to this confrontation.
Okay. So I think some important facts were omitted, My Honor.
Okay. That was just a bird's eye view, but yes, please.
No. Yes.
More depth.
So, point one, he was gone for 2 hours when he went to get lunch, which is weird considering he ate at the hotel. I mean, I eat at hotels by myself all the time as a comedian. That shit does not take very long.
No, you eat a lot faster usually.
Yeah, you're done in like 45 minutes. It's just...
I usually, my plate is finished within 12 minutes of it hitting in front of me.
Oh, like of course.
That's usually
45
like what the,
includes like service. Everything.
Yeah. Get their order. Right.
So anyway. I'm like, I don't even understand. And it's also like, if you did do some other shit for 2 hours, just tell her. You know what I mean? Because it was also kind of weird and suspicious that he wouldn't just account for that time.
Because she's gone. Yeah, she's confused because she's like, well, I was looking for him, but it took 2 fucking hours. Like, I didn't know where the fuck he was. I don't know if it seemed like one of those things where they were both.
It's just bad communication.
Yeah.
All and it I think took they were both like, well, if saying this right. When she was leaving, hey, I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. Why don't you meet me up there? Or him saying, hey, babe, where are you going? Or whatever the fuck. It was just so pathetic. But it's so relatable.
So it turned into like, so what the fuck was that? So the fight basically begins with he's been gone for 2 hours. She wanted to hang with her husband on her honeymoon.
You think I wanted to eat lunch on my own? Honeymoon?
Oh, no, I'm not a mind reader.
I don't fucking think so. My daddy didn't fuck me for this.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
When he says I'm not a mind reader, that's when you're like, oh, shit. They both came into this like angry at each other because no one's like at first he was like, yo, I had no idea. My bad. Like, I didn't even, when she first comes in, she's like, where were you? He's like, oh, I didn't know. Like, I just thought we were doing our own thing or whatever. And he's using that cover, like he's trying to say his logic was, I thought you were doing the same thing. So I did the thing I thought you were doing to me. So who gives a shit? That's what it was. And now she comes in on her, you should have known. And he's like, I'm not a mind reader. Okay, so this is when
I wrote that down. I was like, whenever in an argument, one of you says, I'm not a mind reader.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, sometimes.
It is over, honey. I've been on the receiving end and I've said it and it is never good.
Well, sometimes there are instances where nothing is communicated and you do have to use the phrase, well, I'm not a mind reader, so I unless these are communicated to me,
sir,
I can't do it.
No, oh, sir, I never use that phrase. You say other shit, but I'm not a mind reader is inflammatory.
You don't say,
I'm so sorry, love.
Here's the thing.
I thought that you said this.
I will say this.
It seems like there was a miscommunication.
You can't.
If you come at me with no.
You can't deploy I'm not a mind reader as your initial response.
That's
true.
No, you can't.
Down the road, sometimes it is appropriate because sometimes the other party may be insisting on something and it really truly is something that has to be communicated. But you don't respond to someone like that like he did because that shit is mad passive aggressive. And of course, things are going to kick off because they were both, you know, triggered and had their feelings of abandonment from each other. So they were just in their corners and being like, well, I'm not. When she said, dude, come on. When he led with that, I was like, oh, fuck. She's like, am I in hell right now? That's when I was like, oh, shit. Beth is going there. Beth doesn't, you're like, we're, now you've been, now you're fucking with Elizabeth. MC Beth is in the building and she's like, am I in hell, fool?
Am I in hell right now? Made me laugh so
no,
far.
You're on Antigua
I'm sorry,
on a free
that's
honeymoon.
Merch. That's fucking merch. Am I in hell right now? And that's above a graphic of a sun and a palm tree and an island and water.
Am I
that's
in hell right
fucking
now?
Dope merch. Okay,
she is. She's that's really something when that's hell for somebody. I mean, bless you. Where your argument with Jamie is hell. But, you know, when she asked again, did it not occur to you to ask where your wife is? He started to explain. He's like, you know, I kind of like when people come at me like that, like I just kind of
shut down.
And then
that's
like
the
I'm
number
gonna...
one dude response whenever they're confronted with like feelings. They're like, when feelings come at me, I just usually stop having feelings of
I'll
my
either
own.
Scream cry or do this. So I'll just do this instead. It's much less messy. I'll put it that way. Cause it's a lot of pent up shit in here that comes out, especially like with women. Cause like stuff with my mom that I haven't really addressed and like very cyclical. I'm trying to figure it out. There's some YouTube videos I'm watching about it right now. But he
my
really...
least favorite shit that dudes do that I've dated is when you would like say a bunch of stuff that you've been feeling and some thoughts you've been having, and then it's like quiet for like a mad long time, mm-hmm. and then you're like, so thoughts, and they're like, yeah, I don't really know what to say. Okay, if you find yourself saying that a mm-hmm. lot when your partner says some feeling shit, you need to learn how to have a reaction.
I don't really know what to say to that. Emotion. I told you I feel very alone and neglected in the relationship because you don't pay enough attention to me or want to spend quality time.
I don't really know what to say to that.
Or this one, I mean, I don't even know what you want me to say to that.
That what? One's even worse.
Yo, I don't know what you want me to say. Yo, heads are popping off. Woo, that used to be a move. Because you're just trying to, you use your shit, like your weapon is to be as unemotional as possible. And be like, oh, like, I'm sorry, you're talking to a puddle of mud right now. Good luck expressing yourself because I'm a shit pile. Yeah. But, you know, the thing that they were also talking about with each other, like they're trying to like, you know, they come around because as they're like having this fight, she sort of like ends up being like, well, you know, like I was just showering because like you told me I was being a priss. So I was like doing really good at volleyball for you, babe. Like that's why. And he's like, oh, you know, you made it so good, babe. All right. Yeah. Let's just bury the hatchet on this one. All right, you're right. You're right. That was really cool. Thank you, babe. And it was very, it's like they knew they didn't want to fight because they were very quickly, were like, fuck it. If I offer the olive branch, are you going to take it? You did? Great. Let's just try and move past it.
I think we all know it was about fucking.
Yeah.
They were like, let's just get out this out the way because I feel like neither of us cannot fuck each other for very much longer.
Not like this. So they do have a nice bath after their wonderful dinner.
I do have some bath notes.
Okay.
One.
Was bath, at, but bath is after dinner, right?
Yes.
I just want to say about the, when they were at dinner, when there were a couple things when he was, had that tired ass thing, like hot food, hot wife, you know what I mean? Like, that's you, right? Oh, hell yeah. Like, I fuck with that heavy. like, you're going to have the food. You know, hot, like, whatever. Thanks, garbage dude. Hot wife, hot food.
It look like he's wearing dentures? Or if not dentures, like a horse's teeth?
Maybe he's got
like
a little...
Like, they're really nice.
Maybe some veneers, some
yeah,
veneer
they're really nice,
on.
But I feel like both of them have veneers.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I mean, why not? They're beautiful looking teeth.
I mean...
Healthy. You could see them at night.
Yeah. His teeth look like truly like the most beautiful horse in the world. Like a thoroughbred.
A backhanded fucking combo.
No.
Honestly, no.
I mean, they're gorgeous.
Really? Look at this
bully
shit right
here. Do you not find horses stunning? I think horses are so much more beautiful than a lot of people.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, anyway, horse teeth or not,
Yeah, the other thing was like, they're like, you know, like, oh, the good thing I really like about it is like, we both don't keep score like in relationships. I'm like,
also,
really?
Also, have you met your wife, dude? She totally keeps score.
This fool, yo, she's having them carved into like, there's a stone that she carries around with her that will stand the test of time with this score written upon it. And you, that's why I wrote it down, because I'm like, this is a very funny thing to just point out. Because she's, I don't think there's a couple on earth that doesn't keep score in some way.
She's so dramatic and she's so mean in my 20s. It makes me laugh so much.
Right.
Like, yeah, like I think when people say that when people hear me say that, K1s, they're like, oh, you love Elizabeth. I'm like, no, she's a problem. I am telling you, as someone who had to live with her exclusively as she was me, she's a problem.
I am her. You're Tyler Durden.
Exactly. I'm like, that's why she grates on me so much. I was never relentlessly optimistic like that, of course.
Right.
Because I'm Russian. That just, we don't come in that flavor.
Right.
But yeah, but just like watching her just flip out like crazy and just be controlling, but also like, I'm gonna take my top off. I was like, yep, that's me.
Yep.
Me in my 20s.
Hey, me, good to see you again. Glad to see you're doing well. And then so they go in the bath right afterwards. What's your bath notes? It looks like a tiny ass bathtub.
When you are that sunburnt, Elizabeth, you should not take a bath.
Was she sunburned? I didn't really even point that out.
She is bright red.
Oh,
her
no.
Face, backs of her legs, her shoulders.
Elizabeth, come on. Oh, yeah, because she's not built for that sun.
No, man. She's got that translucent Irish skin. She's got to be careful.
Oh, Elizabeth Bice.
And my other note was, so, okay, one thing that I find always hilarious about these shows is, usually when you see the couples do like a bath together, they're definitely wearing bathing suits. And
right.
It's like clear that they're wearing bathing suits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so funny that it's really clear that they did not even, like, Elizabeth was just naked.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were like, you know, you can keep a bathing suit on. And by the time they were done saying bathing suit, she was like just full out butt naked, and they were like, oh, okay, that's not a problem. And again,
right. She's like, get your b-roll because we're trying to bang in the bath.
Truly, I feel her so hard. It's delicious, it's trashy. She kisses him in the tub. They even show them doing the pulling each other's lip thing, which again, they do not show in these shows. The kissing's always really chaste,
very vanilla.
So she very much was like, I'm changing the game in this.
Eat your motherfucking face. Get your fucking face over here. Yeah, so they did that.
So yeah, comparing that to the last scene of Deanna and Greg where he's like afraid to be on a zip line and you see the deodorant white chunks in his pits. Really a different vibe.
Real love, though. That's just such a real couple. Such a real couple.
I'm searching for a real couple.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
Full 20 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America, America.
And we're back. And what a time we've had. It's starting to heat up, though. You know what I mean? Because that preview for the next episode, when we go on that boat, Beth and Jamie, Beth and Jaime, give it to us one more time, y'all, with the couple of the year. Couple of jokers.
My girl does not like being uncomfortable.
No.
She will let you know, honey.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, but also being seasick fucking sucks. If you're like, if that's really one of the things that gets you. I was like that when I was a kid. For some reason,
like
as I got
now.
Older. For whatever reason, I'm much better now. When I was a kid, I was just like if I looked at a boat, I'd just like vomit all over myself.
Since I was a kid, I throw up in rides that go around.
Yeah, Gravitron type thing. Yeah.
I throw up when I was a little kid. I would get dizzy from swings. Mm-hmm. And now for like the last like 5 to 10 years, Max's dad has Parkinson's. So like we can't do like vacations, but they'll mm-hmm. do a cruise because it's like
right.
easy for them.
Right.
So every year we had done a cruise to Mexico, which is like really chill, whatever, for a week. And every fucking year I get so sick on the cruise and
damn.
I am on that big ass fucking princess boat or whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
And I'm like, can no one else feel the motion?
Right.
And people are like literally doing ice skating shows where they're landing like triple right, axels. Right, right.
And you're like, and my ass, yourselves.
My ass can feel the entire time I'm on a cruise ship when it goes left to right.
Damn.
It's so fucking fucked up when you feel seasick. That said, she is a nightmare.
She's a nightmare. Yeah, what did she say? Like, nightmare. Go fuck yourself.
On the floor, on the boat.
What is he? He's because he tries to check on her. He's like, yo, you just can't talk to me like that. You know, honestly, that was really fucked up. Sophia said it. Teeth of the year. So show some respect. Anyway, thanks y'all for coming by, stopping by this neck of the woods for this installment of the shoe. We'll be back to keep it going. Yes?
I was just going to say, we have some reviews to get to, which has been a while.
Dip in that. What's in the review well? What kind of five-star reviews are there?
How dare you? People love us. Okay. This review is by The Real Steve 55. I'm so glad because we've been getting some reviews from the fake Steve 55.
Yeah.
And that dude sucks.
Yeah. I'm just dragging his name through the mud. Steve 55's name absolutely through the mud.
So. Yeah, he's just been trash. But the real Steve 55, no comparison. Okay, so this review's called Elevated Fan.
Mm.
5 stars.
Mm. Mm.
Love the show. You two are hilarious. Slightly disappointed in Miles for not pointing out how much baby Lisa looks like Dustin from Stranger Things.
Oh my God.
I just choked on my own spit.
Wow. Okay.
Would love for you guys to start watching Love After Lockup. That's peak trash TV.
It's so trash and it's so tragic.
Look, Steve, the real Steve 55, we'll consider it. But, you know, right now, this is where it's at, okay?
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe we can. Because look, I'm not going to lie. Am I watching it?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm watching that shit.
We just it's hard because it's problematic.
Yeah, it's problematic as a fuck.
Fuck.
Like, how am I going to make fun of like a deadbeat dad who's like neglecting his children and then like get a laugh out of it? But somehow I'm like watching, I'm like, yo, so fucked up, Mike. Get your life together, Mike. Come on, Mike. And then I'm like, why are you sticking around for all this bullshit, Mike? Trash. And then those poor Mormon kids being brought out to the hood, and they're like, they don't know what to do. And her son's like, Tennyson, you're embarrassing me because you don't have to go on your mission, Tennyson. It's like, I'm sorry, Mom, but I just don't. I don't really fuck with Mormonism anymore. Her daughter's named after the fucking Lion King. It's all just, there's just too much. Because then there's kids involved.
Wait, what's the daughter named?
Nala.
Ah, nice.
Isn't that the other Lion King? Yeah.
The Lioness.
Yes. So that's, I mean, look, I could just freestyle, but I mean, who
knows what 2021 will hold? Miles and I have a trash empire. We have to do some.
The earth giveth and it just speweth more trash, apparently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the other, have you seen, what about the homegirl who is like, keeps fucking with the dude over the bail money? Like, and she's,
I have not seen it.
Have you been watching the latest season of Love After Lockup? Life After Lockup?
I didn't because I thought we might watch it for the show, so I was saving it.
I'm the all-seeing trash eye. It just comes through the lens.
The eye of Trasharon.
Been watching. Have you seen Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
No, again, I thought we might watch that together.
Yeah, we can.
Is no trash this sacred?
This sounds
to
like
us?
A weird couple where it's like, oh, well, I wasn't watching it because I thought
for you, for us.
Okay, well, no, keep doing your thing. I'm sure there's
whatever.
This...
It's cool.
Keep playing your PlayStation in there with the door closed.
I'm not mad. Mm-hmm.
No, do you? No, seriously. No. Seriously, no.
No, literally, do you.
No, literally, do yourself.
You're the only one who is going to. So, do you.
Okay, fuck. God. All right,
have fun.
Fine.
See okay, ya. We have one anyway. More review before yes. we get out of here.
Okay.
This one is by Bridget20, and it is called Binged All Week, 5 stars. I have had your show on all day and night to catch up. You guys are great. Love both of your perspectives. Miles' accents and impersonations are on point. Love the back-in-the-day stories Miles shares and love to hear your laughs. Some of the best I've heard. I'm going to be sad once I reach the most recent episode. Keep watching the trash to keep us entertained. Love you both.
Aw, thank you. We will keep watching the trash because we're compelled to. Our God has come down from the mountain to tell us that the truth is out there, and it is in the form of these trash shows, and we'll keep
Amen.
Watching. I can't stop. I don't know what something is up with me, because I got it. I want to start watching one of those Mama's Boy ones that they
oh,
got
yeah,
on TLC.
Oh, yeah,
because that shit looks unbelievable.
I saw the daughter ones, where it's the mom and the daughter, and that shit
oh,
was
yeah, like
up
the
too.
Mini-Me mom type shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
Those are fucked up and weird, too. Ugh. Anyway, look, the universe, it comes in many, many varieties and flavors, so we'll see where we land. Until then, follow us at 420dayfiancé on Twitter and Instagram, even on twitch.tv/420dayfiancé. 420dayfiancé is a production of iHeartRadio, so for more podcasts, check out the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. That's where you leave the reviews, like on Apple, you know what I mean? Because that's where they get down like that. Until then. I have been Sophia Alexandra. You can find me at The Sophia, SOFIYA, on Twitter and Instagram. Also, my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown with Courtney Kosak, and my album, Dick Comedy, Stand Up, Father's Day. Check it out.
Hey, and you can find me, Miles Gray, on Instagram and Twitter at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you can listen to me on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, with Jack O'Brien every day.
Hey, yay. All right. Till then, we'll see you later and keep on rocking in the free world, as they say, I think. Anyway.
Meow, meow.
Oh, 20 Day Fiancé.